You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In most years, Shavuos will fall between Parshas Bamidbar and Nasa. As it's brought down in Halacha, the Goyin summarizes it together, that there's only one, basically two, which is one coincidence or case, where Shavuos comes after Parshas Nasa, and that will be when it will be a Ibur Yar, that Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday. So it's a rare case. Except that always Shavuos will be between Bamidbar and Nasa. So what I want to try to get today is a little bit of understanding. We know nothing in Yiddishkeit, nothing in Judaism is by coincidence. And the fact that Shavuos is in between Bamidbar and Nasa, there's probably a reason for it. The Gemara does mention a reason. The Bamidbar has to be the separation between Parshas B'chukos and Shavuos. So you could have said, listen, Bamidbar is the separation, so Nasa is the after one. It's just like, again, a coincidence. But Avada, there's no coincidence in Yiddishkeit, so we have to explain a little bit more the connection of Shavuos to Bamidbar and Nasa, and why it's very purposely seems what we're trying to explain today, that Nasa will come after Shavuos while Bamidbar comes before Shavuos. In the weeks in this parasha, the parasha starts with the counting of Nei Levi. And l'chura, right away in the beginning, we have a problem, because it seems like the Torah is in the middle of a subject. And the parasha of Bamidbar counted Am Yisrael and Bnei Levi. Then the Torah shifted to count the Levim that work in Beis HaMikdash. So there's two countings. One counting was just to count the number of Levim from the age of 1 month old. Then there's another counting for the 30 to 50, the Levim that work in Beis HaMikdash. That, and the Parasha Midbar starts with that, with the family of Bnei Kehos. You stop in the middle, and then this week's Parasha starts, continues with Bnei Gershom and Bnei Merari. The Chor Parasha Nesoi should have started a little bit earlier, before Kehos. And obviously nobody can tell me the reason, because Parasha Nesoi is the longest Parasha in the Torah, so they didn't want to make it longer. Obviously that's not the answer. So the Shaila is, why? You're in the middle of a subject. You're talking now about the Levim that are working Beis HaMikdash. You do the one mishpacha and the parasha, and then you continue to the next two mishpachas. L'chur, you're in the middle of the subject. Why would you do the break of the parashas over here? After you count the Bnei Levi, so you ended up counting Am Yisrael and the Levim, and the working Levim, and then it says, then comes in a few parashas in the middle of the year, which you need to understand what they're doing over here. First of all, one first thing is, Am Yisrael, remove all the tmeim. Some of Bnei Yisrael shochem and amachane called tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tomer l'nefesh. Now this does fit, because now that we finished Am Yisrael and the Levim, we're saying now that you have the Levim, the Mishkan, Am Yisrael around them, now you're telling us each machane has its own set of purity. Which tmeim can be there? That's it starts. Right after that, the Torah goes and says another parasha, which seems to be completely out of place. The Torah tells me, what are you talking about? You're talking about a person who, as Rashi explains, goizel v'nishba sheker. Someone steals, and then he denies it, and he swears falsely. Gives an oath falsely. Shvur. What is it doing here? And Rashi tells me, the Torah already spoke about this case. So what are you adding over here in the middle of Nasoi? You're coming to add me, first of all, is to tell me that it goes to the Kohanim. And we're talking here about Gezel Ager, a person who dies. He stole from a Ger who doesn't have anybody to inherit him. You have the Kohanim to inherit him. That's one of the Chidush of this Parsha. Here? We just counted Am Yisrael. You're going to get in a second the fact that in the seam of Am Yisrael or donate to the Mishkan a beautiful present. That's the whole call, almost the half of the parasha. Why are you talking to me about that Goizel Nishbal Shek doesn't belong here, but it belongs to the parasha Mishpatim? That's what we spoke about, Goizel Nishbal Shek, someone who stole and gave the wrong oath. What is it doing here? And right after that, as Rashi points out the connection, you have the parasha of Soita, a woman who was a Soita, and then a parasha of Nazir. second again. Here? So Rashi brings a connection because it says in the end that someone is going to take away from the Kayanim. So then, you know, we'll have problems. What will be the problem? His wife will become a Soita. Shine. I mean, the Torah is going to ban him. Soita belongs over here to this place. Parsha Soita, Parsha's not a Raya. She belongs to Achim or his Gdoshim. Go to the Koyin, belongs to Sarah Vayikra. Parsha's Nazir is also, you know, I'll Mishayach it to the other Tumayim, maybe to Mitzayra. What is it doing here? And then you go to Birkas Kehanim. After Nazir Mitzayra, you say to this, you speak about the Birkas Kehanim that the Kehanim say, Koyis Avoch is Meisur, Amor Laem, Yerach Hashem Shmarecho, Yerach Hashem Ponev Alech, Chonek, Koyis Hashem Ponev Alech, Hashem Chonek, Hashem What's going on over here? It seems here to be some random things we have no shaykhs to anything else. And if you want to add a little twist to these questions, the Ramban in the beginning of this Chumash says that this Chumash is a story of Am Yisrael in the Midbar, and therefore we don't have any mitzvahs in this Chumash that are for doyrus, except the ones you have to be mashlim, the ones you have to complete that we spoke about in Vayikra, we didn't finish. But there's no mitzvah to go for Durus. Everybody asked the Ramban, there's several mitzvahs to go for Durus. In this expansion, you have Nozir and Soita, Nozir to go for Durus. So what it means, it belongs to future generations. It's not only something which was said to the Dur, the generation of the Midbar. So what does the Ramban mean? So to give a little bit of explanation, let's get into this. The Mashmos that comes out from several different Sfarim, starting from the Ramban, is that you have a big chiluk between Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Bamidbar. Big difference. We mentioned it once here as well. But if you're medayek at Sefer Vayikra, the beginning of Chumash Vayikra is the following. The word the Vayikra starts with is Vayikra el Moshe Vayedaber Hashem Elov Me'oyel Moyed Lemer. Shmuel spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from Oyel Moed. This Chumash, Chumash Vayikra, is going to speak about the talkings of Hashem from Oyel Moed, from the Mishkan. When you start Sefer Bamidbar, it's almost the same, but there's a small addition. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai BeOyel Moed. You're speaking in the Midbar BeOyel Moed. What's the difference? So what comes out from Divrei Rabbi Seinu is Sefer Vayikra is a sefer which is focused on the Gedusha of Am Yisrael. What is the highest level of Gedusha that Am Yisrael has? It is the Gedusha of Kohanim. Kohanim are the Gedoshim. Kohanim are the ones who represent Am Yisrael to do the Avodah of Am Yisrael, and their life is dedicated for the Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kohanim do. The Sefer of Vayikra is called in Chazal Torah of Kohanim, the Torah of Kohanim, and there it says, right, we're talking about Am Zgula, Tiftu Amlechas Kohanim, the Goy Kodesh, where we set the Am Yisrael before Har Sinai. They're called Kohanim, and the Kohanim means the main avoido. Kohanim means what you're focused on to worship a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sefer Vayikra, the whole Sefer, is a Sefer of how you worship Hashem. There's barely any stories in Sefer Vayikra, very few. And the whole Sefer is Avaida, very focused on being under the auspices, the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're Teres Kohanim, you're the Kohanim living in the Mishkan. You're the Kohanim living in Beis Hamikdash. That's what Sefer Vayikra is all about. Sefer Bamidbar, you're really going out of the Mishkan. You're not anymore under the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Gedusha, in the purity of being Oyved Hashem, and that's all you're doing in your life. You're talking already about Am Yisrael. When you go out of the Mishkan a little bit, you're already in the Midbar. The Midbar, Bar El Moed. In the Midbar, and you have Shaykh Hester El Moed, you still have connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're not so attached. It's already Am Yisrael, so to speak, in the regular life. Vayikra is when you're a pure life, life of Kohanim. Midbar is already more in the mundane day-to-day life. That's why we spoke about last year, Parshas Ba'aloyscha, that what we get to Sefer Bamidbar is, first of all, Sefer Bamidbar is the story of Am Yisrael. Sefer Bamidbar rubloi kechuloi. The majority of Sefer Bamidbar is stories. Saying stories. I mean, saw a warrior next to the Mishkan. How do they set up in front of the Mishkan? The Nesim brought a Nedava, that's the sixth parasha. And then you go, you have to say the story of Am Yisrael travel in the Midbar. And then it says the story of the Misoinim, all the bad stories of Am Yisrael start from the middle of the parasha of Ba'al Yisrael, as we explained last year in the parasha. You have the slippery slope that Am Yisrael are going from terrible story to another terrible story, from Misoinim, and then Miryam and Nevi and the Lashon Hara, and the Miraglim that they went into Eretz Yisrael. And you have Koyach v'Adosoy, and you have Moshe Rabbeinu with Mei Meriva, and you have the story of Bilam, and how he was able to pursue Am Yisrael and cause them to do Averis, and so on and so forth. That's a good place of Amidbar goes. Similarly, there's a story of Am Yisrael for good and for bad. Right? Am Yisrael always has the two elements. As the one Gideon tells us, the stories of the Churban, it says, Yisrael, keshtem oilim, atem oilim ad larekia. When you go up to Shemayim. You go down to the worst place. Sefer Bamidbar is Am Yisrael around the Mishkan, the Golim, as the Reader Bechai explains in Parshas Bamidbar, the whole setup of Am Yisrael and the way they were arranged around the Mishkan was exactly the way the Malachim are arranged around the Shechinah and Shemayim. You look at Am Yisrael and you see the Malachim. The highest level, that was form. And then you have the terrible stories of Lashon Hara and the problems with Eretz Yisrael and the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael and all the terrible tragedies that happened to Am Yisrael in the Midbar. That's the flip side. Because this Sefer is not talking anymore the Gdusha of Kriyani or in the auspice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gdusha of Etahara. You're going out to the Midbar right now. And the Midbar, there's both sides. You have Am Yisrael when you have the good days, you have Am Yisrael when you have the bad days. That's Chumash Bamidbar. That is the chiluk between Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Bamidbar. The difference between the two Chumashim is a Chumash, one Chumash talking to the Kehanim of Am Yisrael, meaning the aspect of Gedusha Tahara of Am Yisrael, the other one is speaking about us and our world, how our world looks like. That's the Sefer Bamidbar. When we start now in the Sefer Bamidbar, so we have this, the bad stories start in the middle of the Ba'al Yisrael, and then you have the slope that Am Yisrael goes through. But the first part of Sefer Bamidbar is the part where Am Yisrael is in perfection. You have the Dgalim, you have Pashas, and you have the what's going on in our Pasha. What it looks like, it's that is, then now that this Sefer is talking to Am Yisrael as Am Yisrael the way they are, it gives Am Yisrael there's two stages of Am Yisrael. There's a stage of what Am Yisrael has as a Yerusha, what they inherited, what they're given as a present. And then there's the part what they need to work on their own. Parshas Bamidbar is what Am Yisrael has. They didn't do it. They didn't earn it. They just were born to that. Why does Am Yisrael have the Dgolim around the Mishkan the way the Malachim are? Because Yaakov Avinu told them when they're around his Mitah, he told them exactly how they're going to be around the Mishkan. The Levim were chosen. By the way, just very meduric to what we're talking about, the Ramban says, Mefarish in last week's Pasha, the big difference between Levim and Kohanim, the Kohanim were chosen in Har Sinai, that's who belonged to the specific vehicle. The Levim were chosen with Am Yisrael over here. Now we're talking about Am Yisrael. So in Am Yisrael itself, there is a part which is Levim. They're not the Kriyanim with the Gedusha, but they're like an elevated part that they are as the Rambam says, every part of Am Yisrael can join Shevet Levi. It's the Am Yisrael part of the Gedusha. We'll leave that aside. But you have the Kriyanim, the Levim were born to it as well. And the Levim were chosen in Parshas Bamidbar. That's Parshas Bamidbar. Am Yisrael counted. They didn't perform that number. They were born with that number. Am Yisrael, all these numbers is brought down. Every number, every shevet was exact, was specific. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're busy with. We're busy at the exchange of Bruchairis and Levim. Things that Am Yisrael get as a present. Parshas Nasoi is talking about now the second stage. Now that you have what you have, Yitzchak, but Am Yisrael. Now the question is Am Yisrael. So the Vayikra is not for you. So the Vayikra is for the Kohanim. So the Gedoshim. I'm talking about you, Am Yisrael. Stage number one is what you have. Stage number two is what you need to work on. That's what we're talking about. So the Parshas Nosa starts about the Avodah. What do we have? So we have the Avodah of the Levim. The Levim, as we said, is part of Am Yisrael. It's not the Kohanim that come from above. They're chosen with Am Yisrael, as the Ramban says. So it says, what is Mishpachas Gershon do? What does Mishpachas Merari do? They have an Avodah. They have an Avodah. That's this Parsha talking about. And then eventually it gets to what Am Yisrael does. And the way it works is, now that we talk about Am Yisrael as a unit, not talk about every individual, what his Avodah is, but we talk about Am Yisrael as a unit. We have the Kohanim and the Mishkan and the Gedoshim. We have the Levim together with Am Yisrael. We have Am Yisrael. What does Am Yisrael have to take care of as Am Yisrael in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly? V'yishochu min ha-machaneh kol tzeruah v'chozav. Take away all the tamei. You have to keep the purity of Am Yisrael. That's your job. Am Yisrael as a nation needs to keep the purity. Needs to keep tahara, the kedusha. The avodah is the Quran. You don't have to worry about the avodah as a nation. You have to make sure that everything is being maintained by kedusha and tahara. Take away kol tzeruah v'chozav. This is the first word after we set up Am Yisrael as they are. That's their avodah. Before we speak about the Levim. So we said the avodah of the Levim. Kesher and Merari, that's what they should do. With that, we really can understand why Kehas doesn't belong over here. We ask, Kehas should be Sipash B'Nosri. We're talking about Avodah over here. The Avodah of the Levim. We spoke about Kesher and Merari. Why exclude Kehas? Why Kehas belongs to the previous Basham? But according to the individual we're just saying, maybe you can't understand that. Kehas didn't really do anything. I mean, what did they do? Of course they did. They schlepped the Klei HaKadosh. But it said, for example, in the Aron, which was the main thing, as the Torah says over there, the Aron, did they schlep the Aron or the Aron schlep them? It says, Noisel. They didn't really do it. The Kohanim came and set it up for them and they took it out and they really didn't schlep it. It's really, it's a hybrid. It's not, that's their job. But it really, it's not what they're doing so much. It says that the Losh of the Pasuk over there is that they talk about Zois avoides make us boil moed. What's the avoida? Kodesh kadoshim. When you kodesh kadoshim, they have other things too. It's good. Why is it kodesh kadoshim? Rashi says kodesh kadoshim ha mekudesh bekulam ha oroin. Vashugam neis bagat boil the clear shars. That all joins in. So pshat is it joins with the oroin. The oroin is the ikar, and the shari kalim were like the connection to the oroin. So you're right. The other ones they did schlep, but it's bottled to kodesh kadoshim, which was the oroin. The Aron is the Ikar and everything is tofel to that. The Nekos, obviously they did avoid that, they were working. But their work belongs to Parshat Bamidbar more than Parshat Nosayim. It's like divided. Kesher and Merari, they're avoid this, Mamash avoid that they're doing. Kaos is like a little bit of a hybrid. They're doing it, but they're really getting from above. So that's why they belong to Parshat Bamidbar. Now we get to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, first thing is, Shochel Machal Kozo Chazab, you have to keep purity. The next Parsha, and here comes a beautiful vort, which the Chazal say in the Zohar. And the Mamash, without that, it's very hard to understand what we're doing with this parasha over here. Say Chazal, the Torah says over here that when a person is stealing from a Jew, and then he does a sheker, then he lies. So it says over there, Kiyasu mikol chotos ha'odom, does a chatos for an Adam, limoil ma'al ba'ashem. So Pashat means he stole from a human being and he did a shvua, an oath, l'sheker. So together you have something wrong. Say Chazal in the Zohar. We're not talking about just the specific case that he stole from this individual this money and then he was shvua on that. That's not what we're talking about. It's much deeper than that. Chazal in the Zohar brings us the mashal. The mashal which brought in the Medrash. Mashal is a mashal that everybody knows. Intuitively, we all know this mashal. A person is sitting in a boat, in a ship, and there's hundreds of people in the ship, and they see him going and drilling a hole in the ship, under his seat. They go to him and start screaming at him, "What are you doing? You're going to cause the ship to sink." The person says, "What do you want from me? I'm drilling under my seat. This is my seat. I'm drilling under it. What do you want from me?" They tell him, "Don't you understand? You're drilling under your seat, but you're ruining it for everybody. Everybody's going to die with you or going to sink together with you. That's the mashal of the Zohar. Say Chazal, whenever a person does an Aveira, anything he does, he says, what am I doing? I'm doing a small Aveira, who cares? You should know that you're causing the ship to sink. Any Aveira that a person does, Chatos Adam, Limur Mal Hashem. You're rooting for your fellow Jew, and you're doing a Me'ilah for HaKadosh Baruch. Every chait and chait that a person does is sinking the ship. As Kivel HaKadosh Baruch gave us a tafkid in this world to do things in the Kaddish of Shemaim, he's doing Chilul Hashem. And every time he does Chilul Hashem, he ruins it for the entire world. It's not only individual. It's a responsibility of every individual to do whatever you do affects everybody. When we're telling Am Yisrael your tafkid, we're saying, first thing is, get out of all the bad things. Second thing you should know, that every wrong thing you do affects everybody. Your Am Yisrael as a whole. You're a nation. You should know your tafkid. Your tafkid is this. This thing is that everything that you do affects every individual of Am Yisrael. Every time you do something wrong, you sing the ship. And everything you do something right, you're elevating Am Yisrael to the right place. That's that parasha. Right after that comes the parasha of Soita and the parasha of Nozir. But now we're not going to get to, we don't have enough time to go into it in Barichus. But in general, we know, what is a Soita? What does the word Soita mean? Soita means
to get out of the road.
Chor would be appropriate to have other words for Soita. Right? All the other words in Lashon HaKodesh are very derogatory words to speak about a woman who does something inappropriate. It says Soita. Rashi says, right? You get out of the way. I like him also as Adam Yosha. Shmuel made the person straight. The person can tilt to the wrong direction. We're giving here Am Yisrael their tafkid in the world. You're Am Yisrael. What's your tafkid? Tafkid is get away all the bad things. You should know your responsibility, everything can be wrong. And you should know, what does Aveira do? Aveira, every Aveira is a Soita. Every Aveira is when a person is doing something tilting from the way. As we know, the Parsha Soita itself is a woman who not necessarily did something wrong. She did something which seems to be wrong. And that is the responsibility of Am Yisrael. This is a mashal for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is like the Isha. And the Isha has to go in the right way. Not only she has to go in the right way, she has to appear to go in the right way. Don't do things that seem to be wrong. It's a mashal for, the reason we use the word Soita Davka, because it's really a mashal for every Aveira, which is tilting to the wrong way. And then you get to Nozir. Nozir, as the Ramban tells us, the reason why Nozir brings Korban Chatos, because what does a Nozir do? A Nozir is that a person was able to elevate himself to be much more Kaddish than what he used to be till now. He was Mekaddish Etz Atzalei B'Mutalei. That's why when he leaves that higher dimension, he needs to be a Korban Chatos to go back to his regular life. Obviously, it says anybody who saw Soita Bikul Kula, yes, that's what I mean. Ayayin. The parasha over here is talking about the Avodah of Am Yisrael. The Avodah of Am Yisrael is you have to be careful not to sink the ship. By the way, one more thing that we forgot to mention. It's mentioned that parasha when it says afterwards that he's going to be the next pasuk after he brings the Korban. It says, "V'izvodu is chatosom asher osu yedu vidui ve'eshu sashom b'rishu b'rishu." He's going to pay. It says the Zoyar, that's the yisoid of tshuva. Here's the mitzvah of tshuva, Ramuza. You do something to sing the ship, you can correct it by doing tshuva. You have the concept of soito. Every aveira really tilts the person from the wrong direction, and you have the correction to that, which is equivalent to the tshuva we said before, which is a nazir. A nazir means kaddish atzuch mutalcho. Elevate yourself to a place where you weren't before. We're giving Am Yisrael the keys of the avoid of Am Yisrael in the world. You are Am Yisrael as a whole. This is what you're responsible to do. And if you do that, and you are Am Yisrael, son of the Mishkan, then you have the true connection to the Kehanim in Parshas Tzarei Vayikra. When you have the true connection to the Kehanim, then it says, what do you have next? Birkas Kehanim. The next Parsha is, Tell the Kohanim, v'som u'shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarechem. The Kohanim will be the ones that derive the bracha to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is solving the Mishkan. That's where they are. I give you Am Yisrael the keys of the avodah. And when you do the right thing, you have the bracha coming through the Kohanim. Right after that comes the parsha of the Nesim, which is the Nedava, where they give more than we're supposed to. They were not required to do it. Here's already more. Here's what you do more than your Avodah. But first thing in the middle of this parsha is the Avodah of Am Yisrael. And this fits very much with Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is the Sefer of Am Yisrael in the Mahalach. And we're talking right now on the stage of Sefer Bamidbar where things are perfect. So here is where Am Yisrael gets whatever they have, and then they have the keys to do what they need to do. That's Pasha's Nasa. That's why that's the Mahalach of this Pasha. That's how it goes. And with that, let's go back to the idea of Shavuos. The Magen Avraham, and beginning of Siman Reish Pei Beis, which we love to quote, brings a Zohar that tells us that every Pasha belongs to that specific week. You cannot mix up Pashas. You cannot lay in one week a Pasha belongs to the next week. What the Zohar is basically telling us, that's what Magen Avraham is bringing, is that every parasha belongs specifically to that week, and the way we divide the Torah is be'etzem. That's what it's supposed to be. How we know there was minhagim like Bnei Ma'arava, that they divided the Torah differently than what we have, and they finished the Torah every 3 years? They didn't have that Kabbalah of the Zohar. But we do have the Kabbalah of the Zohar. And the Zohar tells us that the way the Torah is divided in the parasha is the way it is, it's exact. And every parasha belongs specifically to that specific week. It's all be'etzem. So now that we have that key, and every parasha belongs exactly where it's supposed to be, you see that the seder of the parashias with the year is always very fitting. Svarim and Gdoshim already are busy with many of the parashias, where they belong to, how they connect to the Chagim. We always speak about parashias and Miketz and Chanukah, and the parashias that always connect, you know, to Tzaveh, to Purim, and others. Well, now that we have the understanding of what Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Bamidbar is all about, look where Sefer Vayikra and Bamidbar are in the year. And it's so seeming to be very fitting. Sefer Vayikra, Bidikar, belongs to the time of Sefer Soimer. Shana Pshuta, we started right before Pesach, and we go on until right before Shavuos. Shana Muberes, we start a little bit earlier in Purim, which is, we know it's Mizbech Geula. Geula connects to Pesach. But the Iker time of Parshas Sefer Vayikra is between Pesach and Shavuos. To the extent that we have a lot of Parshas from the seven connected Parshas that we have, three of them are Sefer Vayikra. And we do it like we had this year, one after another, connected. Sefer Vayikra belongs to the time where Am Yisrael do Sefer Soimer. As we explained in previous weeks, the time of Sefer Soimer is when Am Yisrael is still not standing on their own. The Kerem Mitzrayim, they're slowly building up their entity, and when they get to be their Shlemus of the entity, that's when they get Shavuos, that's when they get the Torah. But before that, they're still not standing on their own. They're slowly progressing, they're slowly growing. In the meantime, they're under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're coming out of Mitzrayim under the confidence of Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're growing out of Mitzrayim to get the Shavuos of the Torah under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're still not standing on their own. To there belongs Sefer Vayikra, which is Torah's Kohanim, which is the Avodah in Beis Hamikdash, when you're still confined into the house of Hashem. You're not at the there to the Midbar. The minute they get the Torah, the minute they come to get the Torah, that's when they're already standing on their own. Now they're standing on their own, now it's as if they matured. They leave the house. They go to be on their own place. And that's the Mahalach of Sefer Bamidbar, starting right from Shavuos, when they get the Torah and they stay on their own, and continuing after Shavuos, until they start when they're on their own, not under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it starts slipping down the slope. And Sefer Bamidbar ends right before Tisha B'Av. Right before Tisha B'Av, we change the Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim, which we're not talking about today, Sefer Dvarim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not even talking anymore. Am Yisrael is so far away that Moshe has been talking to us, and that's when we're dealing with the tshuva and Am Yisrael going back to where they're supposed to go back to. And that's the Mahalach from Tisha B'Av to get the Shmini Atzeres. That's the time when we read Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Bamidbar is from Shavuos Getting the Torah, Am Yisrael b'ma'alosoi, Am Yisrael in his highest form, until you get to end of the 3 weeks, where Am Yisrael in the worst place, right before Tisha B'Av. Which that's all Sivra Midra, Am Yisrael on their own. Very fitting, the time of the year, with the Chumash and the way we explain them. But now when you go into Parshas, it comes at very Gishmak. Parshas B'Midbar, we said, Parshas B'Midbar is Am Yisrael, what they have on their own, what they have inherit, and what they get, the Yerusha, they inherited it. Parshas Nesai is what they have now to go and do on their own, their Avodah. The Parsha B'Shvur Shvuas is the Parsha where Am Yisrael are about to get the Torah. That's where they get the Matanas that they have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They get the Midbar Sinai, Kishchel B'Lev Echod. They're standing as Am Yisrael, without any Avodah yet to do. That's the Parsha before Matan Torah. Then comes Matan Torah. They get their Tafke, they get their job. And what's the week after that? Parshas Nosoi, which is the Parsha where Am Yisrael gets the keys for their Avodah. It's very fitting. Before Shavuos, we're still in Vayikra, under the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teres Kehani. But the minute we are standing on our own, we're going to Bamidbar, Mir switches, is that's the save of Am Yisrael, and they stand on their own. First Parsha is Am Yisrael has what they have, the Yerusha, what's in their skills with the DNA. They're standing in front to get Torah, that's Parsha Bamidbar. Am Yisrael is Malachim, together joined to receive Torah. Then they receive Torah and starts their job. The next week's Parsha is Parshas Nesoi, where you get all the tools and all the kelim. Here is your Avodah. And then we get to Parshas Ba'aloscho, where there, Lo Aleinu, comes the switch, where Am Yisrael go from the highest level, and then they're starting the slippery slope down. That's the Chur, the Mahalach of the Parsha. The Mahalach of the Parsha, the connection to this day. Next week, we're not going to have Shir, I'm going to be away, but I suggest that anybody who wants and really to continue this idea and to get it into the Parshas Bamidbar, Aloyscho. Last year we went into to explain in Barichus in length the Parshas Bamidbar, how Parshas Bamidbar is divided into three Sfarim, divided into the three Chalokim. We have the Maila of Am Yisrael in the beginning, where the derogatory portion starts at the end, and the middle of the Parshas Vayibi Tzor HaOren, which connects that together. It's very kedai. This shir is in Torah anytime from last year. Very kedai to listen to it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.